Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in to the DJ Neo podcast, known as Neo's Second Life. I'm your host, Neo Alondra, and I'm happy that you come check us out, to sit with us for a minute, and to listen and to learn, and to maybe do some things to improve your own second life. If you would like to call in and let us know your opinion on whatever we're talking about or whatever you want to talk about, we're here for you. Whatever you want to talk about, dog. If you want to call in and leave your opinion, feel free to use your cell phone and call in to 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We hope that you call in and take a part with us, or at least listen, share it with your friends, tell your mama down, tell your daddy down, your side chicken down, everybody down, you come on over and take a listen. I'm your boy, Neo Alondra. Let's go. Get it in.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Katie, you there? You there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Alright. What's going on?
Oh, you know. Same shit, different day. Still raining.
Bunch of drama.
So it's making a wonderful day. Yeah.
Bunch of drama. And meh. Y'all, if you ever start a business on Second Life, expect drama. Just expect it. Don't think that you ain't gonna handle drama when you start a business on Second Life, cause it's just drama. Me and my daughter here, we got a nightclub. She's a GM, the owner, and it's just mega drama. But we're here to talk about a different kind of drama today. We're here to talk about that love drama.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah.
So what you think? So. What's your opinion and your experience on SL Love?
Terrible. You know, like I said in the beginning, I've been there, I've done that. There were a few, I'm not about to say a few, two people who did make it for the better, but I had one particular catfish experience that still haunts me to this day. It was back in 2013, way before Mesh was decent. So you had to go based on personality.
You had to really like the person.
And don't judge me that you started off as my brother. So we ain't going to talk about that.
Judge
but.
Ain't going to be no success in the Avondre family, though. No.
I don't even really remember how it started, but it just went from, like, one day he was my brother, and the next we were dating. It happens.
the whole
relationship in its entirety lasted 2 years. It was a year of pretty much good, I guess the honeymoon phase people call it, which is total bullshit. I don't believe in it.
I've been married 5 years
like
in real life,
like,
and I'm
good.
Still in love, so ain't
right.
No honeymoon phase.
Right, like the whole relationship's the honeymoon phase, if it's real. Right. shoot, I can't even think straight. So it was a lot of obviously distance issues, and you know, with that comes in, you have trust issues, communication issues. Luckily, we were on the same time zone, so that was fairly okay. You know, that worked out. We didn't have to miss any sleep or whatever. I had just finished high school. I was a year out of high school. And I found out, I think a year after we broke up, that, like, all the information that he had given me, like, quote-unquote real-life information, was BS. He never graduated high school. He still lived with his mom. He had no plans of, like, ever doing anything with his life. And sometimes I just sit here and say, how I let shit happen.
Like a real life.
It was, yeah. It was real life. That was my first, like, SL real life relationship. But sometimes I just, like, watch Neve and Max from Catfish, and I just ask myself how people can be so stupid, but then I remember I was that stupid. And I put myself
when you
back
do
in my place.
When you're dealing with people digitally, it's easy to be that stupid. I remember.
Yeah, for sure.
Before SL, before I came on SL, I've been a role player for a long time, and this is before I met the love of my life and got married or whatever 5 years ago, but I was in a different gaming organization then, and this chick, lovely chick, had a character that developed, you know, strong ties with her, and they were in this relationship, and I was sitting over backwards, like, committing for her, like, giving her all this stuff in the game, because I was a G, and I knew how to move politically. She didn't. So I was, like, blessing her, doing all this cool stuff for her, and stuff like that, and so we made a plan at this convention that we were going to meet up, and, you know, take that relationship to the next level, and I was so deep. I think this is Milwaukee, this convention. I was so deep. I was like, I'm here finally. I'm going to make this thing real. This is going to be more than just a gaming relationship. And I got there.
Mm-hmm.
And got to meet, went to meet up with her and found out her was a him. It was a dude. And it just,
oh,
I said, oh. I was like, oh, she was like, no. Like, this is so,
you know what?
Thing. And we just expected, like, everything to be cool. Like, oh, yeah, I'm Victoria. And I'm sitting here like, bitch, your name is Victor. Mm-hmm. sorry. That's what I was thinking in my head. Like, you ain't no Victoria. Like, come on, man. Oh, man. And then I got in trouble over this interaction because after I found out that this was a dude, freaking dude, and didn't want to do a relationship with her that night in game, I had this dude here to kill because I had a squad of assassins that was like loyal to me and did my dirty work. And you know, shout out to all my ninjas back in the day that did my dirty work and had her killed, and then she complained that it was like a hate thing, that I was like hating LGBT or whatever because I had his character killed that same night after I found out that she was a he. And I was like, I told the people, I was like, you damn right I had his character killed. Like, I'm in a relationship. I find out that he's a dick and he's sitting here lying to me and even on the phone, sounding like a girl. He just had one of the life counter voices that the past. I was like, hell yeah, I had a character kill. I was like, I'll take the punishment. At a lost like experience on my character and membership class. There's like they have membership classes or whatever. You gotta go up from 1 to 15, and each class gives you like more points on your character or whatever. So I lost the membership class and all that stuff. So they said I was like, hey, Carl. And then I became the community coordinator of the LGBT community because I was like, I'm going to show them that I ain't got no hate. Like, I'm an ally. Like, I ain't got no hate. I just got to hate against liars. Like,
right.
Like, if he would have told me that he was a dude, like, from jump, I wouldn't have built no relationship with him, but I still would have been favorable to his character. I wouldn't have had issues with his character. I might even help his character, but I wouldn't have issues. It would, you know, it would have been different,
terrible,
but not bad. I'm not a bad dude.
Right. The whole terrible thing about, like, online relationships, specifically speaking to FL, is like once you end or, you know, whether it's on good terms or bad, like everybody's blocking everybody. And then you have the people that are going off to the next sibling. And it's just, it's a snowball that turns into an avalanche. And frankly, I am very blessed to no longer have to deal with that. Or I choose not to, I guess. But I just, oh my God. Every time I watch, like, Catfish, I just, if they don't have a webcam, if they don't have things to prove that they are who they are, like, don't do it. Don't, you know, oh, I've spent, like, 90 Day Fiancé. I spent 7 years on this dating site, and I pay for every conversation. You dumb motherfucker. Like, come on. Don't be that stupid. Don't be that person. And I get like it's so hard because like people sweet talk, they say the right things, and but there's just
you it's hard on FL though because they got the voice morphing. They got the voice morphing.
Yeah, I've never had any.
And I played around with it, and there's even like apps that you can download to your computer to like do it even better than the ones that FL offers their premium members for free or whatever. So it's kind of hard because you don't know if somebody's voice, if that's really them. And it's not like a standard voice. It's not like when you use voice morph, everybody speaks with the same female voice. Morph your voice into sounding female. So it's hard. Y'all,
right.
Don't be catfishing, y'all. Come on, man. Because it's just going to end bad. When people find out who you really are, you think it's really going to be good? I mean, how many of those relationships on Catfish do you see survive after the reveal?
After all the years, I think I've only seen two that, like, they remained friends. Like, and that's real dedication. If you're sitting there willing to say, you lied to me for X amount of years, but you know what? I still want to be your friend. Because I would just straight up lose it.
I don't even think I would want to be a friend. I mean, I don't even want friends catfishing me. And that's real.
I don't even want friends
coming at me like with lies and
right,
taking the
like
phone.
That way.
And that's just a friend. I don't want you as a friend if you
I remember this movie. I want to say it was like a Lifetime movie or something. Where like this mother pretending to be her daughter. And there was a guy pretending to be a 19-year-old, like, in the army, like, and then so they go to meet up. They both realize that, A, he's double what he said he was, and she's the girl's mother, and the girl actually passed away. And it's just, like, the things that go into place, like, I can sit and watch, like, those YouTube documentaries and stuff like that all day. Like, it just fascinates me how people are so willing to ruin every part of their real life for someone they don't even know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Like,
and even
what
like,
is going through people's minds that just except
like I was a psychology major, and like I think there was one Catfish episode where like they asked the girl like why are you doing this, and she's like, well, you know, I hate myself and da da da, and I'm just like, that's still not an excuse. Like, no matter what you've had done to you, no matter how much you hate yourself, like, don't hurt other people. That's terrible. Nobody deserves to feel that.
It's stupid because I'm gonna tell y'all the truth, man. FL is so big, it's so vast, okay? There are so many people on there that are looking for different things. I guarantee you, you be real and stuff, you will find somebody up on that piece that is looking for somebody like you. And then you can be happy. You can be in a real relationship and be happy. I mean, they're out there. I'm not saying that you're going to find them immediately. I'm not saying that it's easy to find them because it does, you know, it takes time.
Dedication.
Mm-hmm. Dedication. It's not easy, but it's better. It's better doing that than lying.
And I think it's something you and I talk about off mic. But it's like, you know, instead of sitting here waiting for the perfect person, like, what are you doing to be the perfect person? How can you be better? You know, what are qualities in you that you feel like you need to work on? Do that.
Boom. You hear my daughter? That's wisdom. I'm out her
that's
mouth,
what
y'all.
The doctors told
I know it's a conversation that we had together, but yeah, don't, you know, while you look and work on you, be the kind of person that person that you would want to date, that you would want to be with, become that person. Be, you know,
yeah.
You want this person that's all good and doing this and this and da 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 da. Okay, Gucci, be the person, or at least become the person that kind of person wants to be.
Right.
If it's not you, then, you know, think about, okay, well, what does this person want? And then you become that person. I mean, and work on yourself. I mean, people are...
And I can attest how much that works. Like, my current relationship, when he had messaged me, I think, like, one of the first few messages I had said was, I'm not looking for anybody, like, you know, leave me alone. Basically, like, I wasn't sure I wanted to give my number. I was very back and forth. And then something in me was just like, do it. Like, just go for it. And then the next following night, it was like 11 o'clock at night, and he wanted to meet up. Side note, terrible idea. Don't ever meet anybody offline at 11 o'clock at night. Terrible idea. But we met the next day.
No, please don't.
And 2 years later,
you might die.
He's still the love of my life. So work on you. Decide what you want. Own what you want. Don't settle for less. It works.
It
does. Doctor Phil needs to sponsor me. I need a sponsorship. I said Doctor Phil should
sponsor
me.
Doctor Phil. She said, I need a sponsorship. I need a sponsor.
Right. For all the books he has,
you know,
man, you're not even a real doctor anymore.
But I think, you know, with, like, some of that, I mean, especially with, like, this quarantine and stuff here recently, there's Maslow's diagram of needs or whatever, and, like, number two is that connectivity, and we all want to be connected. We all want you know, someone that we're connected to, that validates us, that loves us, that, you know, lifts us up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We all want that. But I think that the problem with today's society is that we try to go for it way too fast.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we go for it and we don't think.
Well, we want that instant gratification. We love instant gratification. Every time that notification goes off or somebody accepts our friend request, we get an IM, or it's that instant release of endorphins. You know,
yeah.
We want the relationship.
And it
we
does
want
release
the,
those endorphins.
The marriage or the partnership these days, I guess they call it.
On SL,
you know what?
Yeah.
Speaking of partnerships, how do you feel about, I guess, when's the appropriate time to partner somebody on SL? Because I heard people, you know, they want, like, the immediate, like, oh, okay, we're in a relationship. And then I've also heard people say, we wait until we're married.
I mean, I'm going to keep it real with you. I think that that's really an individual choice. Because it matters what partner means to the people in it. Really, there's not any mechanical... There's not any mechanical benefit. There's not any, you know, being a partner, you're not going to get, like, you know, discounts from hell, and you're not going to have, you know, land rights to each other's, you know, stuff. I mean, I wish it was that simple, that a partner can get land rights to your stuff.
Real quick.
cut or discounts or something, you know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it doesn't do that. It's just really something that is just on your profile. So I think that really, like,
yeah,
it matters to you. What is a partner? It's supposed to be you showing that you're committed to somebody, even
yeah,
though on FL, that's fluid, because I've seen people that got partners,
really,
you know, screwing. I've seen people that got partners that are hookers and escorts and hoes. And hey, if that's how you get your paper, boo-boo, get your paper. But
right, whatever pays the bills.
Whatever's paying that tier, you do you. But for real, like, to me, like, it just, I don't know who's calling me. Y'all call me in the podcast. I thought I had to thing on silent. My bad, y'all. Apologies. Yeah, somebody, I really don't know who I'm talking
really
to. Call my wife. That's my wife's adopted mama. Call her. Don't call me. Shoot, call her.
You're going to answer it now since they want
Sandy
to
Anderson?
Huh? You should have answered
the phone, put it to the mic.
Yeah.
Answer the phone, put it to the mic. Hey, what's cracking? You on the podcast now, homie? What's up, mom? What you need? What's wrong? Call me to bother me.
Yeah, I mean, from a woman's perspective, I think we look at it as, I don't want to say a form of ownership because that sparks a whole different conversation. But we look at it as that form of, like, dedication. Like, oh, well, if you're not willing to put me in your profile, then. And I think that's almost the same as, like, wearing rings in real life. I mean, if you're not willing to show that commitment, then why are you with me?
Right. Personally, if I wasn't married, if I wasn't partnered up to my wife, then I would personally, if it was my preference in a relationship. Huh? Sure, but I'm on the podcast right now, but yeah.
Put mama on the podcast. We'll get her opinion.
Ask me if I need a box of meat. I'll take a box of meat, sure, as long as it's good meat.
Sure.
As long as it ain't fell off the back of a truck and rotten or something. Hey, as long as it's good. I'm Gucci, but yeah, I think that if I were dating on SL and not married, hypothetically speaking, then I would wait until I got married on SL. I would really want that
mm-hmm.
to be I'm committed. Like, I'm really with this person. I'm committed.
Before
I just, you know, do that step of putting you on my profile. Cause, I mean, it's not a huge step, but to me, it's big enough.
Right. And I will say, SL is, that's what's cool about it, because, like, if you want to take a homegirl to Africa to have date night, like, you can. You want to do
yeah.
a fancy dinner with role play, you can, which I think that's one of the coolest experiences, is to get that full, like, romantic dinner with the servers and everything. I think ballroom dancing, like, I've always wanted to do that in real life. There are so many cool date ideas.
I ain't got
the
feet to do it. I ain't got the feet
you know
to
what?
Do it in real life.
I think I'm going to do some research, and I'm going to post it on our Instagram, which if you don't follow us on Instagram, it's at Pixelated Podcast.
Please follow.
I think I'm
going to
put some locations. I'm going to put some locations for
what?
Our date night. I'm going to put some locations.
Yeah.
Because there are some really beautiful places.
And if you like to get freaky freaky, there's some hotels and stuff. I mean, you can even go on vacation. Take your
Listen,
chick
to
Bali,
that, but...
where they actually have, like, seafood and, you know, like a full freaking resort experience. I'm going to Bali tomorrow.
Hey.
Not my wife, though. Sad. Not my wife.
Said,
I'm going to Bali. No, it's the... Alpha by Alpha bonding
trip.
Yeah. No, it's a bonding trip for the friends.
Cool.
So we're supposed to go and get to know each other and, you know, all that. And then they like, I just gotta leave on Saturday. Like, you gotta be gone most of the day Saturday. Like, I'm opening a nightclub. Yes.
Yes, sir.
I would expect all of y'all to pop up for
to
2 hours
there.
From my set. Right.
We can bond over at the club.
Bonding at the club. Shake your tail feather bonding. Let's do it. So. But yeah, there's so many places to date, and so many. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, y'all, if I could just give y'all even one little piece of advice, it is to don't just jump into stuff. Please.
Yeah, really get to know the people. There's
don't be so desperate for love to jump into stuff. Don't be so desperate for love that you're jumping in to stuff. Please.
And before you call it in that box, make sure your mesh is right. I don't want to hear it. We all heard from last week, y'all got my text, and some of you followed on it. I'm impressed. I'm proud. Make sure you look good, okay? Because we ain't trying to hear that new stuff anymore. We're not here for it.
You get more flies with honey than vinegar, y'all. So be that honey.
Mm-hmm.
Look like honey. Look good. Make sure your dress is good. Your clothes are good. I'm going to do a, I don't know if it's going to be a blog or a blog with a B post or something of places where you fellas can go and get geared up and get good. Make sure, you know, I'm not immaculate, but I work hard to my outfits to match. Make sure your stuff match. I'm tired of seeing people wearing colors that don't match. Don't come to the club with a bunch of colors on. We don't want to see the rainbow.
Pick it's 2020. Color correction is already a thing.
It's already a thing. Y'all know what? With my L&B suits, when I put them on, I will actually go to Google and say, I want to wear a pink shirt. Okay, I want to wear a pink dress shirt. I will go to Google and say, what color tie, what color suit works for the pink shirt? And
then
I will use that HUD and match it accordingly. Huh?
That's genius. I've never heard anybody do that.
Yeah, because I do it in real life. Like, when I put together suits and stuff, you know, being a church boy, I'm all about, you know, dressing up. Even at work, I had to dress up. And so when I'm putting together outfits and stuff, if you go to Google and you search, like, that kind of stuff, it will, there's different GQ, different magazines and style sites that will pop up and will tell you how to color coordinate, how to put together stuff that matches so that you don't look bad. You can look good. Every time I go to the school to do this with L&B suits, LaPointe and Bastchild, y'all. If you're a dude and you don't have an L&B suit, hang yourself. Not your real self, your character. Hang yourself. but every dude.
We don't care about your real life.
I'm not that cold. I love you in life. I love the person behind the avatar, but go hang your avatar. For real.
Right. Yeah. There's a boundary.
Get a good suit. But I mean, that HUD has, you know, like what, like 8-9 different suit colors with the matching vest and pants and a whole bunch of.
And even
the
simple
colors.
Black and white. Like, you can never go wrong with black and white.
Black and white always matches.
You're not one of those
classic
people. Yeah. You're not one of those people that likes to venture out and wear pinks and purples and greens and stay black and white. We don't care.
We're black and white. I'm going to tell you, though, it's better for you to come and go black and white and be color coordinated than to show up with a red shirt and blue pants and orange shoes. I mean,
you know what
girls
the most favorite things I've ever heard on that show?
Eye. What?
My favorite thing I love to hear is, what color is your outfit so I can color coordinate? That is the thing we like to hear.
I do that.
You're going out on a date.
I do that with my wife all the time. when we go to events or we go to church or whatever on SL, the only time that we're not color coordinated is usually when I'm working. Because she just shows
right.
up. She just walks in and shows up to support. But if I'm not working, like if it's an event or something like that, we always color coordinate. Always.
I think it's a little avenue to a woman's heart.
Mm-hmm. Fellas, she's in that game. Y'all better listen.
Y'all better listen. Take some notes. Get that note card out.
Uh-huh. Shoot, that note card, Evernote, something. Get it together, y'all. It's 2020. It's supposed to be the year of perfection. Get it together, y'all. It's out there. And if you like dudes, if you are homosexual, there are so many dudes that are looking for dudes out there. It's not even funny. I used to work at a club, SM, but I worked at a club where it was nothing but gay dudes. Maybe my white kind of voice, maybe people that I've had to be a man, but I love a penis. I'm a man. Hallelujah. I don't want y'all, ooh, wee. Y'all womanly parts. Jesus, take the wheel for y'all. I've had people holler at me. So they're out there. And I'm partnering up. I'm like, go look at the profile,
mm-hmm.
homie. Go look at me talking about my wife, homie. Like, I am partnered up.
Right.
But, you know, it's flattering. Thank you for thinking that I'm fly. Appreciate it.
Right.
But I'm taken. But yeah, the love is out there. You just get out there. You got to be out there doing it, though. That's true. A lot of times I find that people expect stuff to them. And I'm going to tell you something, and this is like the realest thing ever. If you think that you're going to be able to sit back on your hindquarters and that love and relationship and happiness is going to come to you, stop smoking rocks. For real. Because it takes work, it takes dedication. It is not easy. I promise you, it's not easy. So that's just maybe I'm just a little bit too opinionated. But there's no reason to catfish, y'all. Please. Ain't no reason.
There is no reason. Yeah, for sure.
Out here doing it, you know. Stop. I'm trying to tell you, you're a man, you want to play a woman on SL, cool. Do you. Just be honest with the people that you're connecting with. Just be like,
yeah.
I'm a dude. I like to play a female. What? You down with it or not? Worst thing they could say is no, then you keep it pushing. That's it. I mean, to us, it's simple. I think that we think differently. That's why we're Evandre. If you think differently.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, they tell. Your family, well, they tell. Huh. No, we're not full of ourselves. Well, kind of. But there's love out there, y'all. There really is. It's out there to be found. Y'all can find it. It takes... I mean, you can find it. I don't have to be catfishing. So what else about love on SL? Because I haven't had no experiences with love. I mean, I keep it 1,000. I wish some people would call in because I don't have no experiences with love.
I know.
I was already, you know, married and all that. Like, really, when I came on SL, I mean, for a minute, there was a chick that was really hollering at me for a minute. And wifey let me entertain her just because she was giving me bundles and bundles of linden. I'm not going to say her name. Not going to embarrass her. But she was giving me, like, one time, she's like, Merry Christmas, 100,000 linden. I said,
dang.
What? For a minute. But then I saw that this chick wanted emotional connection outside SL. She wanted to be able to call me in real life. She wanted to be able to, you know, text me, message me at all times for the day and night and realize she wanted it to be an outside relationship. Even though she knew about my wife, I never hid. That's something I want to make clear on this show right now. I never heard from this chick. She knew I was married from jump. My wife was on SL all the time. My wife plays SL. She don't play as much as me, but she plays. And so she was on it all the time. I was in the MC at the time. My wife was, you know, coming on MC. She had the old lady patch. This other chick was the president of the MC, the one that was trying to get me or whatever. But this chick wanted to be in a real life like relationship. And I was like, yo, like I don't even really want to be in an SL relationship with you. And I had to break that. I had to end that. I left the MC and everything. I was a sergeant at arms. I mean, I had respect. But I left it and everything. I was like, you know, no, because you just want too much and you're becoming a stalker. She doxed me.
Yeah.
Had my real life information. And I was like, bitch, you come to Colorado, you might get shot. I'm just like, you know, make my day off, cross my threshold, and blam, blammo. And it's not going to be SL bullets. It's going to be that hot shit. You're going to catch a couple.
Yeah, and I think one of the earliest conversations people need to have is that boundaries talk. Like, okay, is it just SL? Is it SL and really? Like, for me personally, I don't do that stuff in SL. Like, I did in the past because that's a whole different topic. But, you know, that's a point where, like, I thought nobody wanted me in real life. So I'm just going to, you know, fake it till you make it. But I can't imagine the people who I actually had a mother, and I don't, her name's Sabella. I don't give a.
She's like, I'm going to put it out there. I'm glad
for you. I felt so bad for her. So bad for her real life husband. She was out here on this game dating plenty of men, and I met them, and it was weird. She actually ended up actually real life dating her kid's soccer coach. It's weird. I don't know. She's a hoe, but
easy. Not a good.
I think I just, you know, kind of like that documentary that we were talking about. I can't imagine, like, you have a whole family. You have a husband or you have a wife. You're looking on a game for something you don't have in real life. You need to fix your real life. Don't be out here because it's a form of cheating. I don't care. Fight me on it.
It is. Emotional cheating can be worse than physical.
It's disrespectful.
Emotional cheating
people don't
can be
respect
worse than
those
physical.
Boundaries. It is.
Because you can bone somebody one time and get up and walk off and not have any connection, but emotional, you developing those ties and the feelings, and
No. I've seen people get their heart broken. It's not worth it. Don't be that person.
It's not worth it.
Unless, you know, y'all in agreement, your real life knows that you do whatever you do and they know who you're doing it with and they're all okay. And, I mean, do you. That's your second life. But in most cases,
and we're not here
not,
to tell you how to live your first life and second life either. But be real. Like I said, I was even playing with this chick in our college plan, because it wasn't trying to be in a relationship with her. I mean, I hate to sound like a, you know, like an asshole in that regard, but I was an asshole, and I had to repent. I had to ask Lord, like, Lord, forgive me for taking advantage of this.
Sometimes, like, you just get in too deep, and, like, that's the only way you have to end it, is, like, look, I gotta be a piece of shit about it. Like,
that's the way I have to be. And she still, if I logged on as, well, I do log on as that character all the dang time. If I didn't have her blocked, she would send me. Junkie. If she wasn't blocked, she would still message me. She would still be like, what you doing? Where you at? I mean, she, I think
I
like a couple
that.
Months
like, what
ago, last time
like,
she texted
not
me.
You're my mom.
Right. I don't even tell my wife where, if I'm out and about or something like that, she's like, where you at? If I tell her, it's because I want to. Not because.
You know what? And I can't, for actual legal reasons, I can't say the person's name, but there is a person on us all that would all the time be like, you know, who you with, where you are, who's in your house. Like, who are you? You're a bunch of pixels.
You are not my real bae. I mean, sorry. You're just a pixel.
It's actually a story, for legal reasons, I can't share. But it was so bad. Like, I was so paranoid. I went in the whole hospital. Like, I had to take a hot break. I had to go get some help because people think on SL, you know, oh, I'm a dumb, I'm going to control you. People take that control way too seriously. And this person, like, would get in my computer, and they put a virus on my computer, and it just...
What?
Yeah. It was a whole experience. And, you know, at the time, I had a lot of real life personal stuff going on, too, and... Yeah, I'll have to tell you about
that. No, we are having to wrap up soon,
because
we only got 4 minutes.
Yep.
Just letting you know ahead of time.
So don't catfish people. Follow us on Instagram.
Yes,
come out to our grand opening on Saturday.
It's gonna be lit. We're gonna have all kinds of music. All kinds of music.
You know, too, if you want to see your girl DJ.
Every set we giving away contest money.
Come get the Lindorino
set. Get the Lindorino the right way.
Corsages. Fellas, you're getting boutonnieres.
Yes. Come dress and press. And then you can change and then come back each set so that you can do the contest for each set.
Win again, too.
Definitely follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook because we'll be posting today. I'm going to be posting all the contests, like all of the stuff.
Yep, we're posting our DJ schedule. You know who to come out. Check your favorite people. It's going to be a blast.
We have all
kinds
of DJs.
It's been an amazing experience to get to create this. So I hope you guys come out. I hope you love it as much as we have loved putting it together. And I hope you continue to love Pixelated Podcasts because I this is still a dream of mine. Like, I'm living my best life.
I love it.
First and second.
I love it. I love hosting with my road dog, my spirit. I call her my spirit animal because she makes me laugh and she is just so much to me, like me in a female form, but different because she's not exactly like me. It's hard to explain, but this is my dog. This is my ace boom coon. This is my A1 from day one. And we got all kind of stuff at the club opening. We got land. We got housing for sale. I just dropped 10 more houses and our principality has two Sims and a half Sim, y'all. And we have houses for rent. We're doing role play. We're going to be doing BU stuff. So check us out. Anywho, it's telling us that we need to shut the hell up. So goodbye for now. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I see a couple people tuned in. Y'all didn't call in. Y'all should have called in. But it's all good. In the future, I know y'all going to start calling in. But anyways, take care, y'all. Love you, Sadie. You the one.
All right. See y'all later. Bye.
Bye.